Trump to Arnold Schwarzenegger, catch me outside. Kiki Palmer pulls Wendell all the way together. And Little Mo gets fired. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality check.
What's up? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. Happy Super Bowl Sunday for those of you out there watching. I'm really not interested. Jesse, are you watching?
No, but I hope the Patriots win just because I'm from Boston.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with the other team since you're going with them.
Of course you are. Rude is fine. Even though you're wearing Patriots colors.
Okay, I'll go with Patriots. But wait, doesn't Tom Brady support Trump?
No, he's friends with him.
Word on the street. Well, you know, I have a good kiki with Donald, too, because he's hilarious. But Lady Gaga will be performing at halftime. I can pass. I'll see highlights on YouTube.
So apparently Beyonce might come out and perform with her?
Yeah, right.
She posted it. People are saying she posted an Instagram pic. Mark was saying this, that she posted an Instagram picture, and it said Houston and then had a little B.
A B for what?
Gaga posted and added a little B at the end of an Instagram post about how beautiful Houston was, like, a couple days ago. So,
but what does that have to do with the Super Bowl today?
Beyonce is the B.
I know.
And now Lady Gaga's in Houston, and she's
Beyonce
there with
needs
Queenie.
To relax and get ready for Coachella. Because she's going to be performing with two people inside of her. She needs to relax, but...
And it says they're saying that Beyonce booked two special guests.
Well,
I'm like, I hope they are her pregnant twin.
Like, surprise, guys.
She brings them out. She has the seat. She has the whole birth on stage.
No, so it's rumored that it's going to be Nicki. I could. It's going to be Nicki and Rihanna that she's going to bring out. But a lot of people were really upset because they purchased Coachella tickets and Beyonce is pregnant. Yeah. And it's like, what are you going to do on stage? In my mind, I was already imagining that she was just going to have a ton of people join her on stage and she was going to do a cute little two-step, maybe kick a leg in the air and give the people what they need.
She don't need to be kicking no legs in the
air. She's going to kick it in the air. I already know she is. She going to twerk something. She going to break it down. She has to give us some memorable moments. She
Beyonce,
can't let us know.
If you are pregnant on that Coachella stage, then you...
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to kick Donald Trump in the face.
I don't believe any of this. I think this is all fake.
Let me continue. Actually, smash his face in specifically is what he how he said it. Now, why isn't he arrested and in jail right now
for threatening
the president? Not my president, but the president of the United States. That's red flag number one. So all of this, I feel, was purposely
Trump. Ha ha! You think you're funny, but if you want, you can beat a ratings. Like, what are you doing?
All of this was said after Donald Trump attacked Arnold Schwarzenegger because the Celebrity Apprentice ratings are very low.
Which is whack, because it's a good season.
This is, really? So this is where, I'm not even watching it. Why would I support that bullcrap? Let me say.
Because it's entertaining.
No, I don't think so.
It's better than The Bachelor.
That's where I draw my line, because the president, despite his claims that he is not monetarily invested in The Apprentice, I really think that he is, which is not okay. So I'm not going to be giving you ratings and giving you coins. No, you will not be collecting on my behalf. So anyway, this is why I think this was all purposely done. Yeah, ratings are low, so let's speak about it at the National Prayer Breakfast and call out freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger. And of course, the ratings are going to go up. People are now going to want to watch. And why would he even come out and say anything like that? Because you are invested financially in this, and you have not cut ties with your businesses. He needs to go. I'm done with Trump. And Arnold, now I have lost respect for you.
When did you have it?
I love the Terminator, honey. I ain't gonna lie. I love Mr. Arnold back in the day, even though I was still a baby. But you know,
I was more of a Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Don't know who that is, but I'm pretty sure I recognize his face.
Girl, honey, you would recognize all of him.
But I think this is all a ploy. It's all a tactic that is being used to get people to drive ratings up, and it's not okay. It's not okay.
What else isn't okay is these ploys Lauryn Hill has been plotting on these fans. But you know what? I ain't mad at Lauryn Hill anymore. So apparently Lauryn Hill showed up 3 hours late.
3 hours.
To her at Pittsburgh. My thing is, if y'all are buying Lauryn Hill tickets, why are you showing up on time? Why don't you show up 3 hours late?
Exactly.
Because every time she shows up, 3 hours late. Mm-hmm. So, to me, if I got a Lauryn Hill ticket, I wouldn't be pressed to show up at 8 o'clock.
She gives, like, black people time, like, a whole new meaning. Oh. Like, you know, when I'm going to be on black folk time, I'm going to come up about a half an hour late.
But no, you got to go, I'm on Lauryn Hill time.
Yeah, it's like, now that's a whole nother layer to it. I'm showing up 5 hours. You know, I'm going to show up the next day when everything shut down. I'm like, where everybody at?
With a plate, too.
Like, oh, I brought my little dish. Seriously, Lauryn? And then had the nerve to go to, and I think it was Instagram, where she just apologized. Keep your apology. Yeah. Run me my money.
Can I tell you the most ratchet thing I did yesterday?
What? Was it more ratchet than us both sneaking out that parking?
It's equal to that.
I loved it.
So I was a little bit under the influence of marijuana and a little bit of Moscato. And I was going to a birthday party and I was like, oh, I should probably bring something. So I go to the grocery store and I knew there was going to be food there, but I'm under the influence of marijuana in the grocery store and I got another bottle of Moscato and I was like, okay. Like, what's an appropriate thing to bring, right? So I really wanted, I don't even know how to pronounce this, but the Kakuna cheese, like that cheese ball with the nuts on the outside of it.
No, I've never heard of that.
Most people hate it and think it's the craziest, disgusting. It's just a ball of fucking cheese with, like, shaved nuts on the outside of it. So I just got that big ball of cheese with a box of Wheat Thins. Because I wanted to eat it at the party. And I didn't know what kind of food it was because they're, like, healthy people. So I was like, this is going to be, like, a vegan thing. So I really walked up to her house with a Ralph's bag of a ball of cheese and some Wheat Thins. And she's like, oh. I was like, I just wanted to participate and support them. It was interesting. It was a fun moment for me.
That ain't nothing to somebody showing up to my birthday event with some...
Calling it macaroni and cheese. And it was pasta. It was noodles.
Don't come.
It was noodles.
Don't come at him. I wasn't even talking. I wasn't even talking about that. Don't come for my friend. He tried his very best.
But we were searching for the macaroni and cheese. I was like, well, maybe they didn't bring it out.
He was my, like, brother was like, it's some noodles over there, but it's not no macaroni and cheese here anywhere. I've searched high and low.
They look like some buttered egg noodles.
Bless his heart. What I was talking about, somebody brought some freaking Chinese food that they were eating, like, in a cart. It was like, oh, I just had this left over. I'm like, that is gross.
Oh, my God.
And he was high. I'm like, are you kidding me? Did you order it and then got hungry in the car and just started eating it or whatever?
Someone did that at my party with hot wings.
I hope they enjoyed that ball of cheese and Wheat Thins.
Actually, they did. Okay. It was like, I'm surprised because most people think, whenever I bring that out my fridge, people are like, what the fuck is that? Ball of cheese with nuts on it. It's like Kakuna nut or something. I don't know.
Okay. Well, Little Mo was fired 2 weeks after defending her friend, Chrisette Michelle, and there's a lot of speculation as to why exactly she got fired. Well, people say that it may be because of her support of Chrisette Michelle and her remarks about Spike Lee. Mm. Is that why you were fired, girl? And other people say that it was because of her unprofessionalism.
That's right.
And I actually can see that because she took to social media to air out her thoughts. And it was real unprofessional. It's like, what you cussing folk out for? So I can see... I don't know what is true, but I'm leaning towards a part of you being unprofessional, girl, and you ain't getting your coins no more because you want to cuss people out and do this and do that, and that's not the place. You do that when you get home, but you don't put it on social media.
Kitchen table talk,
girl. Right.
Like, my thing is, she definitely didn't get fired for those comments because radio stations want that. It drove ratings up. It had people talking about her, talking about the station. But girl, you fucked it up because here you are. Now you got two good radio hits that people are actually. I didn't even know Lil Mo had a radio show.
Didn't.
But now I do.
I wasn't searching for it on YouTube, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Snapchat. I wasn't even searching for her.
What is this? WPUB Superwoman? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Thing is like, at the end of the day, here you are. You. did a great job, apparently. You know what I mean? You got your name out there with two topics, right? Chrisette Michonne, what was the other one?
Spike Lee.
So there's two people right there. So that got your name out there. So that's, you could have probably gotten better in with the radio station, but because you want to act however you are,
pop off. I mean, first of all, Little Mo, we had her on the show before. Much love, but we gonna keep it real. Like, you, I'm sorry to say, but if you want to be unprofessional in a workplace environment and your boss is not feeling it, then they're not feeling it, and you got to go.
Bye.
So, bye.
Speaking of workplace environments, we talked about this before, but Keke Palmer felt like the party she was at with Trey Songz was not a workplace environment. So, whatever, we talked about it. We ain't going to rehash it out. But Miss Wendell Williams has been talking about it all damn week. So, Keke came on as a guest, and here's a video clip because Miss Keke Palmer got Miss Wendell together.
Trey Songz used you in a song, and you tell the rest and what all had happened.
Well, you know, because you done told everybody, especially, okay? But I don't want to keep broadbeating that one situation. But I will say, Wendy, I would have loved to turn on your show and saw you be a little bit more compassionate and less accusatory and ridiculous.
I couldn't.
Why, girl? Because the gag is you wasn't there.
Here's the deal. We all know these days that singers, you know, and to save money, all you do is throw a house party.
Right, here's the best part.
And roll the camera.
Wendy can't say anything
after
that.
It's normalized, and that's my problem. Forget about what you're saying to me. The thing is we're then telling girls that it's okay for them to be in weird and awkward and, you know, potentially sexually harassing environments.
Right.
And they should endure it and not say nothing about it. That's why I said something about it, because it's like, look, it happens to me too.
Okay, so
it happens to all of us. Just because I'm in Hollywood doesn't mean we all, as women, endure that.
But at least you're unlike, you know, ramp.
So I loved it. I thought it was great. I love because it wasn't like Keke didn't do it in a malicious. It wasn't malicious. They did it in a way like, okay, girl, what you got? Come on, you know you're wrong. You want to sit up here, you want to gossip, but at the same time, and Wendy understood. I felt Wendy really understood her point in there. I wish Wendy could have owned up, like, okay, you're right.
One thing that I don't agree with, she was like, well, I expected to turn on your show and for you to be more compassionate and sympathetic to the situation. No, my job is to be messy. I am not about to be like, you know, I really. Feel for you. No, I'm going to sit up there.
But you could be messy to Trey Songz.
No, I'm going to be messy where it's going to be the messiest. And guess what? That is my job. That may not be how I truly feel off camera, but it's my job to give people the tea. So, Keke, don't come on Wendy Williams' show and thinking it's going to be Dr. Phil.
But Keke gives the tea, but keeps it well balanced, and I don't know.
That doesn't mean Wendell has to.
I mean, but Wendell knows how to play the game correctly, and she could have easily just stuck up for Keke and
I think that Kiki's PR people are genius for flipping this story around, because what I feel like, Keke went to a party, she turned up, and Trey Songz got her on video, and she was like, oh snap, like I didn't want to be on video, and then she popped off, and the PR team was like, calm down, stop popping off on social media, we're about to spin this, and now all of a sudden you want to be like, I just wanted you to be more compassionate. No, bitch, you was twerking, you was turnt, you was drinking, be you, boo, do you, boo. I did not expect Wendell to be passionate.
I never expect her to be that, because we're not here for
it. And then second, I think that this was a plug for her new book, I Do Not Belong to You. She was at the Grove yesterday, and she had a book signing. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that it's amazing. Send me a copy. Hashtag I Don't Belong to You. Check that out on social media, on Instagram, I believe, and you'll find all of the details about her next book signing.
Cute,
Keke. So, Mama D is releasing an album. Did you see the cover, though? She looks like, I thought it was a joke. I really did, because I thought it was a man's body.
I thought they photoshopped her face on Toni Braxton. Like an old.
Wait, what?
That picture that you sent with the hair.
Do you remember Hits from the Streets? I thought that was Hits from the Streets' body and Mama D's face. That was photoshopped. I said, who is this? What is this magic they just did? So. Bitch, but listen,
she looked like it about to sound like the Space Jam soundtrack.
She revealed that her on social media that her album hashtag Queen Mama D is coming soon. Now, Young Jock did help her with the other song. I believe it was called In That Order, and it went viral, mm-hmm. probably because of Love and Hip Hop.
Catch Me Outside.
Yeah. So, but the two videos that she does have out combined, she has over 1 million views. Is this going to be a hit? Am I going to listen to it? Am I going to buy it? Am I even going to listen to it for free? No, no, no. In that order.
She'll listen to it when I put it on here when that shit come out. I'm going to play something from it.
So we can laugh.
Mm-hmm.
In that order.
What else is going on?
Mama D, this is your year. This is your year, Mama D. But I just feel like, girl, like, what's your demographic? Who are you trying to sing to? I'm not listening, and I'm a millennial. You know but so who else?
Look, it's the same thing I said about Paris Hilton. Like, they're just people who just, they get money, and they just do what
Does she have coinage, though?
No, I think she has coinage enough to be in Atlanta and get into someone's hot box of a basement studio and
keyword
record something.
Keyword, Atlanta.
Uh-huh. Right, girl, she ain't stepping outside the kingdom. In the land of Oz, honey. She know where her gold is.
Don't she?
Honey, she watching Emerald City right on NBC.
Ooh, moving right along to our... Do you have another story?
Oh, no. What's that Nicki Minaj one, though?
Oh.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about that. Run me my chick. Hashtag
outside,
that.
How about that?
So Nicki Minaj is really upset because apparently Giuseppe used her name and likeness without giving her money.
Right, but what does that mean, likeness? Because I know the shoe is called Nicki, but like, is it just Nicki? And then that's the only thing?
Well, this is the backstory. So Nicki said that she had a conversation with the people at Giuseppe a long time ago. And they were just saying that they wanted to create a collection that's inspired by Nicki Minaj. So when Nicki Minaj's team reached out to Giuseppe, they wouldn't return her phone call. They were just like, nah, change her mind. We're good. And then so all of a sudden there is this shoe that's named Nicki. And so I get that she's feeling some kind of way, but I also get Giuseppe for getting their coins. They managed to go around all of the politics of the business and say, we're just going to name it Nicki. Nicki Minaj. They ain't say Nicki Minaj. They ain't say any. Like, I just feel like they are able to name a shoe after. Like, she's not the only person in the world named Nicki. I totally understand it because of the backstory, but on paper, we're good.
On paper, like, I mean, it's one of those things where it's just like, it sucks, but at the end of the day, I mean, how many times do you drop designer names in your songs to make it sound like you live in, you know, this
good
lifestyle?
Point.
Which you are probably purchasing them, or, you know, your designers are renting and letting you wear them on the carpets for that. You know what I mean? And these designers are probably giving you things like that. So it's kind of like, in the end of it, it's like, yeah, would your coin be cute? Like, yeah. And then you're trying to make it into this donation thing. Like, now you're forcing Giuseppe's hand, like... And he's sitting here like, okay, I could drop some coin in the fucking kids' charity, like, girl, but, like, you mad because I named the shoe Nicki?
If she took Here's that to thing, court, though. It would not hold water.
But this is the thing. This is what dick does to people. This is a PSA right
Uh-oh.
Now, okay?
What
she done left a 10-year relationship. She went crazy, jumped into a relationship with this Meek Mill's character, sat at home. Like, she lowered herself. Nicki Minaj was, like, one of the hottest artists on the planet. Still dope. But then you lowered yourself to the point of staying at home with a man with an ankle bracelet.
I actually like Nicki Minaj now as opposed to who she was when she first came out. When she first came out, she was like this huge multi-dimensional character, which is fun.
Right, but think about right before Meek Mill's, where she was. That was real cute. She had
was Safari. Ain't nobody trying to get lost in that desert.
I'm talking about the pink print, where she was more toned down. She was wearing the nudes, not the crazy look. She was doing the more classy thing, like when she was doing Feeling Myself and Flawless with Beyonce.
Yeah.
I was here for that.
I was here for it.
Then it was like, okay, like, I'm depressed. I just want some dick. I'm just going to stay at home with Meek. And then it was like, you're, like, tweeting. And then all we know about Nicki Minaj is what she's tweeting.
Maybe she needs to get together with Mary J. And they need to have a bomb album.
Nicki Minaj and Mary J?
Yeah, they both just came out of, like, really intense relationships. I would be here for that. A little bit.
I don't know if I... Maybe one song. I don't know if I could listen to, like, a whole thing of...
You're right.
Mary
Just
and
give us
Nikki.
A single. Give us a single.
I'm here for a single, though.
So, Uber follow-up. Mm. So, in a shocking about face, Uber CEO has dropped out of President Trump's business advisory board. Now, honey, last week I was a little confused. I said, I don't know how I feel. Like, I'm so hot and cold. I'm nowhere near lukewarm. And now... I don't know. I didn't know that he was a part of Trump's. Maybe I didn't do my due diligence research because I didn't know that he was a part of Trump's advisory business board. Like, huh? But honey, he done dropped out. I did take an Uber yesterday. I was thinking about it, but then a Mexican was driving. So I'm like, okay, I'm kind of okay with this.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
if she okay with this. But then we looked out the window and I felt like we were being judged. I'm like, oh God, I don't know what to do.
I just feel like people are just jumping to so many conclusions. Because at the end of the day, Uber supports the everyday American. Like, we've gone over this. I don't ride in those things. But when I was going to the airport, I did take it. And I talked to the driver. And, I mean, it was like, just hearing their story. They're like people, you know what I mean? It's just someone like me. Like, I just need some money right now. And I need to be my own boss. I need to be able to handle myself and take care of that. And so I just think that we have to look at that. And that's the importance of it. Like, it would be different with it if it's like, you know what I mean? Like, the whole, like, Chick-fil-A thing where it's like... I get it. You know what I mean? Be mad at me because I like the Polynesian sauce and I'm fucking gay. Like, I understand. You know what I mean? I date bad guys. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that.
I'm confused.
It's fucking life, okay? We make bad, poor choices all the time. You know, we just gotta prioritize them.
Well, I gotta figure it out. I don't know how I'm feeling about it. I just, whatever. I took one yesterday. So, Trump decided to... First of all, I should have started the show with this. Happy Black History Month. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you what Trump did. Trump changes Black History Month to National African American History Month. Why? 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 I just don't get it. How do you feel? Like, what's the point?
Well, his speech? Is that what you just said?
Yeah. Well, in his speech, he was like, and I want to say that this is, we need to change it to this.
First of all, like, here's my thing.
I'm so exhausted.
I'm going to start positive. I appreciate him trying.
Honestly?
Truly. I appreciate him trying to, because
be inclusive?
Literally, no, right before I came here, me and a group of people were just watching Omarosa on The View. And we were just, like, ripping everything apart. So, I will say this. I can appreciate, because I heard her standpoint for that speech, too.
What'd she say?
Girl, well, first of all, wait. When I saw the speech, I mean, the thing is whoever wrote that speech, whoever is writing the speech for Trump and Melania, like, stop. Just stop. Just let them take a pen. Let them read a book. Let them read a Frederick Douglass something that he wrote. I just felt like I get the idea of what you're trying to do. It was just inappropriate. You need to know the time. You have to understand what your stance is with the American people and the African American people here in this country. And what you think you're doing in the first week of your office, and then what the country thinks you're doing. And you have to understand what these two sides are. So to me, what blows my mind is that the audacity... have the speech, fine, but the audacity then to say we should change, like the audacity that you would know more, that you feel that's the white privilege, that's the thing that is just like nails on a chalkboard to everybody in this country right now, and you ain't helping me out, you ain't helping a whole lot of pale motherfucking Caspers out here, bitch. So that's where we get stressed out with you. You know, when you're mentioning somebody, again, like Frederick Douglass, and you have to read his last name off of a piece of paper, it's just, again, and people do it. I was just, again, I was watching The View.
So what did Omarosa say? What'd she say?
She said that she comes from a place of friendship, that she knows this man, and she understands why people can
I get that. I would kiki with Donald Trump Monday through Sunday because he's hilarious.
She's
not as my president, though.
In her mind, okay. What she understands is him as a... Because she understands him as a person, she understands what he's saying and what he's doing. She believes that the media takes certain things that he says and throws them, and they tarnish him, and they make him into this negative person where... We all know that he isn't that, and that's what she kept saying. We all know that he isn't
I'm
that.
I'm sure Hitler was a really, really nice person to his friends as well.
And she kept going off the standpoint that her husband's a Democrat, she's a Republican, and they get along together.
Whoop-de-doo.
But please watch it, because Joy...
I love Joy and her go at it. Are you talking about when...
This last one. When she said to Joy, she was like, and this is my, she said, I see we only have a minute left, Joy, as Joy wanted to close it out. And she said, Joy, we only have a minute left. And I'd like to say that my fiance is in the audience, mm-hmm. who I truly love, Joy, because Joy kept being like, And she said, and I just want to say, you know, he's brought me so much happiness, and I'm Republican, he's Democrat. And Joy, you know, I hope that you find one day love mm-hmm. in your life that can mm-hmm. bring you that kind of joy, Joy. And Joy's face was, oh my God, I was just like,
first of all, you ain't gonna come up on my show.
I believe that's why Whoopi wasn't there.
That's why. No, but Whoopi polite way. I would have read her for filth with a smile.
I would have
got up gracefully. Like, you ain't gonna come up on my show, sit in one of my chairs, and come for me. That's what you are not going to do.
And Joy was so livid. Mm-hmm. And then I just kept saying to myself, like, they literally probably really said, like, Whoopi can't be here. And Whoopi probably
I would have been like, opposites must attract, because he seems like such a kind and gentle individual, and you are a biatch.
And she'd be like, that's fine, honey. Like,
I can't with Omarosa.
But it was like, why?
But she's
smart. I think she's a good talker. She's smart, manipulative in ways. But I mean, she knows what she's saying. She knows she was not letting those women attack her. She was answering one question. She answered everyone's questions, mm-hmm. but one at a time. And mm-hmm. it wasn't going to be. They weren't going to railroad her. I can respect her for that.
Of course.
Because going on those shows and you know what you're stepping into, like, that's a lot.
But she was conditioned to do that. Yeah. Like, it was calculated. It's not that she naturally
can go up there.
No, it's not her. It's her team. Yep. So, literally, she probably was sitting down in a room and so many people were shooting questions at her and she had to take it. Like, it's a part of the procedure. When you're in the spotlight like that, that's how they condition you. Like, so, no, I'm not going to give her all of that credit and say that, no, Barack Obama is an intellectual. He is a great speaker. Omarosa, no.
Well,
honey, not going to give her that credit.
Did meet her.
But I'm just saying, though, because she's now in a position of power. She's now in the White House.
She worked at the White House before.
Okay. Moving. Well, doing what? A janitor?
Honey, maybe she's cooking, but you know what? Maybe you can cook too. Blue Apron, you know, we love us some Blue Apron, honey. They got a real cute special little deal going on.
In time for Valentine's Day.
Okay. For real, though, actually.
And if somebody want to cook for me, go ahead and do this. So, and just have it sent to my house.
They're the number one fresh ingredient delivery service. So mm-hmm. what I really like about them is that literally when you get the box and you get the ingredients, it's like you're from a farmer's market.
And it's everything that you need. You don't have to leave. Everything is going to be in that box. I love Blue Apron.
They are established with like over 150 local farms, so everything you're getting is fresh.
Giving back to the community.
You know, and I think it's fun because it's like we go so, like, I don't cook a lot at home. I'm always like running around and working. So if I had the ingredients that were already chopped up, already ready and ready to prep and just toss on in together, I feel like I would eat with my roommates more. I would be more like, you know what I mean, have people over for dinner. Mm-hmm. It creates more of a bond.
Yeah.
I like cooking with people. But here's some of the things that they got in some of the menu. Cashew chicken stir fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice. I need that now.
That's so cute. Like, could you imagine, like, showing up, like, I'm going to cook for you, and then my boo gets there, and I'm like, look at all of this that I've done. Like, I feel as a single person, it's hard to cook because I'm only cooking for one person.
No, we're going to keep it real, though.
And it gets expensive because you go out and you get all of these different ingredients that you need. And then it's like, well, shoot, after $50 later, I'm only cooking for myself. But with Blue Apron, is like, it's affordable and you have everything that you need. That's what I love. And I'll be saving some stuff for later. I'm like, well, let me say half of this.
Girl, they got roasted pork with apple, walnut, and farro salad. See, we got to keep it real.
I don't do pork, though.
You got to know what you're ordering, because you almost get caught up cooking for someone and they'd be like, what's a farro salad? I'd be like, no, I can stick with the tango mandarins and some jasmine rice or some udon noodle soup and miso and soft boiled eggs.
Or a ball of cheese with some nuts on top.
Kakuma. all right, but so make sure you guys check out this week's menu and get your first three meals for what?
Free!
Okay, and all you guys got to do is go to blueapron.com/reality. That's blueapron.com/reality.
And it's literally in time. We'll talk to you guys next week about it, but it's a good thing to do for Valentine's Day. Let me tell you why. Valentine's Day in LA is so expensive. I did go the last two times out, but I didn't pay for it. But at the restaurants, it's a fixed menu price. So you cannot spend any less than $90. Like, literally ever. Well, $90 is the most affordable, but there's places where it's, like, more. So last year, it was, like, $90. That was the minimum. And that comes with two entrees, a dessert, and an appetizer.
Like, every restaurant in LA does
Everyone that? On Valentine's Day. Because, I mean, it's smart, but it's... I'm like, what? So, like, a minimum of $90...
Honey, I'll
tell
you.
So I'm like, well,
I wouldn't know. I ain't had no Valentine's Day ever.
Well, my brother took me last year. And the year before that. So he took me. I was like, yes, I'm going to get all how much stuff.
I had a whole Valentine's Day trip planned.
Really? Where were you going to go?
I'm going to do something real cute.
With
you
somebody?
Know what I'm saying? By myself, with my dog. I was gonna take Rex on a motherfucking vacation, y'all, to Malibu. We was gonna just enjoy our time. Rex is my dog. Don't get nothing to it. Don't sign no rumors.
Man, you know what? Speaking of, I didn't mention this. Kitten Bowl was on.
Who?
This Kitten Bowl.
What the fuck? Oh, you're into this.
Halftime was Fleance and Stray Z. They performed.
What do they
halftime. Do? Halftime. Just, you know, dancing and walking around. It was cute. This little kitten bowl.
Was this Animal Planet?
No. I forget which, but it's not Animal Planet. But YouTube it. Well, there's Puppy Bowl too, but you know I'm into the kitten bowl. So shout out to Fleance and Stray Z. I'm like obsessed.
That's hilarious.
I'm obsessed. What,
they have them like dressing like.
Yes.
No, it wasn't. That's those poor animals. Like, PETA doesn't get mad at this?
I dress Tyler up all the time. Like, he likes it. I just brought him a shirt yesterday. It says, I love my mom.
Rex ain't into none of that. Rex be like, bitch, why you got this bow on me? Like, Rex just be standing there like...
Aww.
So over me. But he'll do a hoodie if I have a hoodie.
Yeah.
That matching hoodie.
Well, hashtag VHR Reality Check. Thank you guys for joining us. Jesse, where can everyone find you?
Boom! Everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
And everyone can find me at Ashton Gray TV. See you next week. Wait, what happened?
I said Ashton Gray. I was like, oh, you changed your name, girl. I was like, okay.
I was like, what about Christian Gray?
Oh, all right. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.